It is my pleasure now to welcome the new Ekurhuleni Mayor, Tanya Campbell, on the line. Tanya, congratulations. Firstly, I suppose, has it all sunk in?
Thank you, Bongani, and thank you for having me on the show. It's a huge flurry of activity right now and trying to get through interviews. But no, I don't think it has sunk in yet, but luckily I do have a plan, and luckily I do have experience in being a councillor in Ekurhuleni for the last 21 years.
You were, of course, part of the DA's campaign, but 23 days ago, even if the DA had won, had you really anticipated that something like this could happen?
No, it was a huge surprise yesterday. Although a welcoming surprise to be able to put plans together, but definitely not. And it does show the electorate out there have had enough of bad services and that they would like a change within Ekurhuleni.
Well, it also obviously means that you're going to have to make, hay while the sun shines, right? Because your election is very dependent on cooperation from the EFF. What are your immediate plans to show that you can actually deliver?
Yes, we have to have meetings with the relevant political parties within council. It's very important to have a cohesive relationship going forward, not to have an unstable administration going forward. And as you say, you know, I think a lot of surprises will still be happening. But I think immediate planning will be happening this week. I have been in discussions already with our national leadership this morning. We will be getting together this week. A lot of loose ends have to take place. There is legislation requirements that have to happen before the end of the month. So I haven't set foot yet into the office, but I have been very busy since 5 o'clock this morning laying out plans on how to go forward.
Tanya, how are you going to deal with what has often been laid at the DA's door? Your party has been accused of arrogance in previous arrangements, such as what you are going to now be entering, whether it was Nelson Mandela Bay, Tshwane, or even the city of Johannesburg, when your coalition partners, or at least people whose votes you need, disagree profoundly, how are you going to reach across the aisle?
Yes, look, I think arrogance is something that I am a favorite. However, I also think that being a resident of Ekurhuleni myself, we have to be humble. We have to know what is happening within our communities. I will be calling a meeting with all the parties in the council with discussions with them on a way forward, and a working relationship on a way forward as well. Once I've got a clear guidance from our national structures, because they have been in discussions with many of the parties, I need to catch up on all the discussions that have taken place. But with the parties within our metro itself, we will get together, and I think we're all on the common agreement that we want to make this work.
Are there key areas that you've identified that you want to say, right, you've been in council, as you say, for 21 years. What are the key areas that you think, as you're, of course, going to map out plans in terms of deadlines and deliverables, but certainly that are high on your radar?
Yes, definitely. Firstly, turnaround times within departments, with your average water leak, your normal electricity outage where it is a fuse that has blown, that it doesn't take 9 days to just go and replace the fuse. And also the workforce in Ekurhuleni to actually be more reactive, have more of a work ethic. I have found and from experience that COVID unfortunately has brought a very lackadaisy working environment. And I think that has to stop. You know, officials are appointed into positions, paid in those positions to actually perform their duties. And I think, you know, not to start reinventing the wheel completely, but there are a lot of things that can immediately have an impact. Your potholes, road markings, your street lights. And again, I'm not talking about huge budgetary items because that is obviously long-term plans that have to happen. But your immediate service delivery cannot carry on the way that they have been.
Some quick wins that can be achieved. We'll keep an eye on you and your administration. Tanya Campbell, congratulations. That is the new Ekurhuleni mayor. She's got a new broom and she aims to use it.